Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Laureano, L-A-U-R-E-A-N-O, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Flores as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 70-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 8/2/18. Period. On that occasion, he fell and injured the right side of his body. Period. He did not currently convey whether he went to the emergency room or had, but did admit to having surgery. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. He was a poor historian and failed to complete much of our routine intake questionnaire. Period. As far as his current complaints, he states he is now in more pain in his right heel and wrist. Period. Overall, he feels slightly better and has good and bad days. Period. He is not wearing any splints, braces, or supports, nor is he taking any pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. New paragraph. I was already in receipt of much of the documentation currently provided. Period. Amongst that which was not previously available is his order approving settlement on 10/24/22 in the amount of 50% partial total. For this included the right shoulder, common right wrist, common right calcaneus, period. He has since applied for a reopener and a second injury fund and filed a second injury fund petition. Period. New paragraph. Amongst the new records is a follow-up progress note with Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N, on 6/29/23, period. He noted Mr. Flores previously had a calcaneal fracture and did well from it after being treated non-operatively. Period. He now started having increasing amounts of pain at the level of the hind foot. Period. X-rays showed mild degenerative changes at the subtalar joint, as well as some abnormalities at the level of the calcaneus. Period. He was diagnosed with closed non-displaced fracture of the body of the right calcaneus, for which he was prescribed diclofenac gel. Period. He recommended utilization of an ASO brace and requires stabilization from this semi-rigid orthosis at the ankle. Period. Of course, the physical therapy was also ordered. Period. Dr. Green monitored his progress over the next few months along with his colleagues. Period. As of 9/20/23, he was not yet deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He got slight relief from the injection at the last visit, but did not want another one. Pretty has not had any relief with other conservative management. Pretty has post-traumatic arthritis of the subtalar joint from a calcaneal fracture. Period. They had discussed treatment options. Pretty was not interested in pursuing further conservative measures or an injection. Pretty's only other option would be surgical intervention with a subtalar arthrodesis. Pretty discussed the potential benefits and risks of that procedure. Period. He evidently did not avail himself of that surgery. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. He chose to simply roll up his long sleeves, revealing dirty palms, comma, dirt under the fingernails, comma, and grease on his knuckles. Period. He attributes this to, quote, playing with small motors, period, end quote. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower inspection revealed advanced sarcomycosis of the great toes bilaterally, as well as on some of the lesser toes bilaterally. Period. He had healed scarring, scratch that, right ankle plantar flexion was mildly limited to 35 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for residual, for resisted right plantar flexion and extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with antalgia on the right, complaining of an occasional stinging sensation. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Insert what I marked from my previous reports. Paragraph since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim for a second injury fund petition. Period. His only additional treatment appears to have been conservative with Dr. Green by way of medication, injection, and therapy. Period. Surgery was discussed but not carried out. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly reduced range of motion about the right ankle. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. There was no swelling. Period. He ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right. Period. He had full range of motion of the upper extremities. With skin changes consistent with ongoing physical rigorous manual activities. Period. New paragraph, insert what I have marked about permanency and causation, and that should be the end.